Uniting the Nation.
All right, check your time. It's 10 o'clock. A very good morning to you, and thanks for joining us on a fresh edition of the program, DPR Half Hour, on the network service of Radio Nigeria. It's a Wednesday. We'll do this every Wednesday from 10 to half past 10, where we'll get to talk about the Department of Petroleum Resources, some of the things they do. And you also get a chance to call in to ask questions based on the issue of the day. Welcome to the program. My name is Ahmed Olalekan. Just to remind you that DPR Half Hour is partly sponsored by the Department of Petroleum Resources, the federal agency charged with the responsibility of regulating and monitoring oil and gas activities in Nigeria, or just to ensure compliance with proven standards and global best practices. Welcome to the program. Today we'll be talking about the upstream division of the DPR. What do you know about the upstream division of the DPR? We have guests in the studio to throw light on this. I just have to introduce my guest quickly before we take a quick break. I have the Deputy Director and Head Upstream Monitoring and Regulations Division, Mrs. Pat Maselli. Glad to have you on the program again today.
Thank you, and good morning to you.
Yeah, we had you the last time, and it was explosive. We're glad to have you again.
Thank you.
We also have the Assistant Director Operation Monitoring and Regulation Division of the DPR, Mr. Babajide Fashino. Glad to have you again.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
We have the Manager Exploration of the Monitoring and Regulation Division of the DPR, Mr. Tyler Razak. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
All right. Remember, as a listener, you have a chance to be a part of the program. You can call the numbers 0818-706-9979. That's 0818-706-9979. You can also call 0813-331-3172. That's 0813-331-3172. If you're social media friendly, you can drop a message on WhatsApp, on Facebook rather, www.facebook.com/DPR Hotline. The same handle on Twitter, twitter.com/DPR Hotline. On Instagram, we're at DPR Hotline. You can send an email to info@dpr.gov.ng. Now you can drop your messages here, and we will get to talk. We'll take a very quick break now, and when we return, we'll hit the issue straight up. Just stay.
DPR Half Hour. We'll be back.
Okay, we're back already. It's time for us to get talking. We'll kickstart with our first guest, the Deputy Director, Upstream Division. We'll get to hear a lot of that when we talk about the DPR and the petroleum industry in Nigeria. Can you tell us more about it? What's the structure of the Upstream Division of the DPR?
Thank you very much. Just a quick recap of what we did the last broadcast. The petroleum industry is divided into upstream, midstream, and downstream. Okay. And so focusing today on upstream, we are in charge of looking for the hydrocarbon searching, that is exploration. Then we appraise, we produce, and transport to terminals. And then all of these activities are being effectively regulated for the benefit of the nation and for everyone, all the stakeholders.
Okay.
So, and for us to effectively monitor and add benefits, we are structured in such a way that we are well carpeted all through the nation. So we have our structure spans from exploration department, so they zero in into all activities that have to do with looking for hydrocarbons in the industry. We have operations division, so they look at mostly the IOCs, and then which like Shell, Total,
IOC, what's that?
International Oil Companies.
Okay.
It's better so, that way. Yes, that way. So they look at all of those activities, and then we have the marginal and indigenous companies, which is different from the IOC. So these are Nigerians who are also participating in the oil and gas business.
Okay.
And then we have another branch that monitors the resources of the nation. And so that has to do with the production, the reserves, the work programs, and unitization. And I'm sure as the discussion goes on, we'll go in depth into all of these.
Okay, interesting. So if you've been hearing that word upstream, you have a view of what the structure of the upstream division of the DPR is like. Now, Mr. Fashino, let's look at the activities now. What are some of the core activities of the upstream division of the DPR?
Okay, thank you very much. So coming deep into the operations of upstream monitoring regulation division, like the head GMO said, we have exploration. So from when you get your lease, exploration takes over. It starts with the seismic. So we have a division, I mean, a section that is geophysics. The geophysics look at all your seismic acquisition, processing, up to interpretation. Then you have all another division, I mean, another section that takes care of the data acquisition, I mean, data management. So all the data you acquire are being managed and transferred to NDR. And we also have the processing and the petrophysics department. So petrophysics takes a look at some of those data that you look at to analyze. And that now moves them into the operations branch. The operations branch now looks at, after drilling the first two wells, exploration and appraisals, then you now go into start drilling development wells. So that's where operation now starts. So operation now goes from drilling development wells to developing the field. That's the field development plan. Mm. And after developing the field, you now go into producing, which is the resources management section. But the abandonment section is still under operations. So after producing the field, after a long while, you start depleting the reserves, then you want to abandon the field. And you do that in a very safe manner, all in accordance with the regulation. Then we have the marginal field and indigenous operators. Just like the AGML says, those are the people that encourage the indigenous participation into the oil and gas industry in Nigeria. Either to, we always have the IOCs, who are the major players. Now, with the introduction of the marginal field round, we have the indigenous operators now coming into play. So, we are now promoting indigenization into the Nigerian oil and gas sector. So, we now have our own monitoring and managing oil companies in Nigeria. And now, and from here, we have like 31 companies, we are marginal field companies, of which about 14 are producing. And indigenous companies, we have like 31, and of that we have like 16 of them really producing. So you see, we already have impact into the development in Nigeria.
Okay.
And that is good. And then the last branch is resources management. They monitor the production, they monitor the reserves, they monitor the work program and utilization. So the operations of upstream is really wide, and it's like the engine rock of the industry.
All right, so wide operations for the upstream division. Mr. Razak, you're the manager of exploration, and does this talk about exploration? Is that something you want to add to some of the things they've said already?
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Moderator. I think what I would like to say is, like, when you talk about exploration, you are talking about the foundation of how the data itself are being gathered. That's when we talk about geophysics, okay. The geophysics department section, you know, take care in the exploration branch. Then from there, you know, that's seismic acquisition, where the data are gathered from the field. That's gathering information about the subsurface, because you need to get information about the subsurface. Then after which they process that same data, that seismic processing, that same data is interpreted. So that is the first phase. That's where geophysics units covered. Then we move it from there to exploration drilling, where the first well, which is the derivatives of the interpretation, you know, is being proposed. That's the first well of any structure identified using that data.
Okay.
You look at it, then, you know, that will be geology. Then the data management aspect is whatever the derivatives, you know, logs, seismic data are being, you know, gathered, you know, for information database.
All right, so it's a lot of professional works.
Yeah, so we have a lot of logs, you know, in exploration, because that's the first foundation, you know, in the process of, you know, getting oil out.
Okay, Mrs. Masali, let's look at the division now. You do a lot. What's the impact of the division, the upstream division? What's the impact of your activities on the Nigerian economy? Because that's one thing Nigerians will be interested in.
Yes. You know that the GDP of a nation is driven by the oil industry.
Okay.
And we contribute about 80% of the GDP. That is petroleum business. And then for us to be able to achieve that 80% and make sure that it's continuous and sustainable, we have to ensure that we do effective regulation that will make us have, sustain that GDP. So what we do is that we ensure that we generate revenue from all of these activities, from licensing rounds, permits, even violations with penalties, and then from processing fees of all of these activities. If we don't regulate properly, it will just erode us of the income that's being generated by that will come to government.
Right.
So we're always interested in government take.
Okay.
So that's also there, and then we ensure that the activities also impacts even the indigenes, the Nigerians, okay? In that when it comes to development of the communities, so we have to make sure that they are protected. Every man is not doing their own thing and polluting the environment. Mm. So all of these we take into cognizance so that it brings about huge benefits to the nation.
Okay. All right, so there's a huge impact of the vision to the economy of Nigeria. Mr. Fashino, you want to add a few things to that too?
Yeah, the head driver just mentioned the major impact. But you see, we still, in line with the ministerial directive, we're trying to bring down the costs, the operating costs of doing business. So we have like $27 per barrel. But because of the initiative we are driving now, we are bringing down the cost so that we can have more benefit from this. So we are now coming to between $18 and $20 per barrel. So you see, we are really bringing down, and we are still further engaging the companies to further bring down this cost so that we can have more benefit from the oil. Also, we have engaged a lot of companies in order to bring down the resources that we have under the ground, which are either don't be just left there. So we have a lot of prospects that have not been discovered, that have not been matured for development. So we are talking to them to see how much we can mature those prospects. And we're also looking at having reserves. And because we discovered that there are a lot of resources down there, then the company have not gone deeper. So we encourage them to go deep so that they can have more of these reserves, so that they can have more production and have to the nation's GDP that we're talking about.
Okay, if you're just joining us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria. We'll take a quick break now, and when we return, we'll still talk more about the upstream division of the DPR. Remember, if you want to ask questions and you want to make contributions, you can call 0818-706-9979 or 0813-331-3172. We'll take this break and we'll be back. Please stay.
The Department of Petroleum Resources, DPR, has commenced the online registration of the following licenses and permits: Oil and Gas Industry Service Permit, OGISP, Retail Outlet License, ORM, Depot License, DPL, Coastal Vessel License, CVL, Refinery Processing License, RPL, Import and Export Permit, IMPEX, and Loop Blending Plant License, LBL. Please visit our website www.dpr.gov.ng or download our mobile app on Google Play Store for further details. The 18th International HSC Biannual Conference on Oil and Gas Industry in Nigeria will hold in Lagos with the theme Driving Sustainability in the Oil and Gas Industry through Improved Stakeholders' Environmental Stewardship. Date 26th to 28th November 2018 at the Hotels and Suites. Registration fees 100,000 naira per participant, 50,000 naira for each CPC members and presenting authors, 20,000 naira per student with valid ID cards. Participants should kindly indicate their willingness to attend by registering electronically via www.oghseconf.com.ng. Interested exhibitors should book for their space requirements electronically on or before July 13, 2018. For further inquiries, please contact Mrs. Emily Ayaize, Secretary, Conference Planning and Management Committee on 081-7365-4981. Mrs. Titilaya Jose, Chairperson, Local Organizing Committee on 070-34-00082. Or Mr. Paul Osu, Chairman, Publicity and Protocol on 081-13952154. Or visit our website www.oghseconf.com.ng. Email inquiries at oghseconf.com.ng. Signed, Dr. Musa Zaghi, Chairman, Conference Planning Committee.
All right, glad to know you're still there. If you just joined us, you're listening to DPR Half Hour on the network service of Radio Nigeria, Africa's largest radio network. And we have guests in the studio talking about the upstream division of the DPR. What do you know about the upstream division in the first place? Well, if you don't know much, our guests in the studio are providing answers to a lot of questions that have been in the minds of Nigerians. Now, let's look at the oil and gas life cycle. We see that a lot when we talk about upstream exploration. There's a life cycle. Tell us more about that, Mrs. Maselli.
Okay, thank you. Everything that has a beginning has an end.
Okay.
Upstream life cycle. Upstream starts with licensing round, like my colleagues have told you. Licensing rounds has to do with activities that give you the right to manage an area, or we call it a block or concession, which is expected to contain oil and gas. After that, the next thing will be exploration. That's the next cycle. Activities to search for oil and gas deposits in the reservoirs beneath the earth's surface and within the block's boundaries. The next cycle will be, you have to now appraise once you have discovered oil. You have to know the limits of what you have found. And you have to drill more wells. Once you've done that and know how much volume and where your limits are, the next thing is to develop, like Mr. Fashino has said. You have to drill more wells and see how you're going to produce. In the technical language, we say how you have efficient sweep, you know, gathering all of that crude from the ground. So nothing is left behind. Once you're done with that, then the next thing is how to produce. So we're not talking about facilities, flow stations. So that's the next cycle. Activities to extract, process, and export oil and gas as per contract agreement. And then once you've produced over years, it can be 30, 40 years of production, and everything comes to an end, you now want to leave that field at its abandonment. So you need to abandon the field. But our role is to ensure that it's properly abandoned. Where you did all of these activities, the environment is restored to normal situation as when you were given. So some of them have to now make sure they plug all the pits where they have put their mud. They have to make sure that the vegetation is restored to normal condition. So that is what we call the abandonment and decommissioning.
So that's what the full circle is all about.
Full circle.
So what does the upstream division come to play a role in the whole of the circle?
We are all through the circle. We are there from beginning to the end.
Okay.
At the licensing round, we are there. Because remember, we said we are doing exploration, we are looking for seismic, and that lies within my purview, my division. Exploration, appraisal, development, all of these companies have to come and apply and grant approval for them to carry out all of these processes. So without our approval, none of these activities can take place in the nation.
Okay, we have calls coming in now. Let's see the numbers we can take. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Ishala Fadi from Fadi.
All right. Ishala from Fadi. You go ahead. What's your question?
Yes. I don't know how relevant this question I'd want to have in this program this morning. Concerning our refinery. We have quite numbers of people that have fallen block. What is the are we making, apart from government, to see that our refinery is working? And I think that, is there any rivalry that is working in Nigeria? I just want to know, and how is it affecting importing, exporting of our health? Thank you.
All right, Ashola, thanks for calling. You want to react to that?
Oh, yes, thank you very much for your question. But unfortunately, this is a downstream question. We are upstream. We do research, we look for it, for the crude, and then we now export it. From that end, the downstream people, once they refine, they take over from there. So what we're talking about today is upstream activities and not downstream. That resides, refineries reside with downstream.
Okay, so we'll get the officials from the downstream division to talk about this, Ishola. So when they come on the program, maybe next week or the coming week, we can't say for sure, but when they come, they will provide answers to your question. All right, Mr. Razak, want to take a quick break? Okay, let's take this break and we'll be back.
The Department of Petroleum Resources, DPR, has commenced the online registration of the following licenses and permits: Oil and Gas Industry Service Permit, OGISP, Retail Outlets License, ORM, Depot License, DPL, Coastal Vessel License, CVL, Refinery Processing License, RPL, Import and Export Permit, IMPEX, and Loop Blending Plant License, LBL. Please visit our website www.dpr.gov.ng or download our mobile app on Google Play Store for further details.
All right, welcome back. I still DPR half hour. We're still talking upstream, the upstream division of the DPR. Well, before we went into that break, Mrs. Masella did say something about a life cycle, the oil and gas life cycle from starts exploration and the final process abandonment, which sounds a little bit scary. But, Mr. Fashino, abandonment, is there any negativity attached to that? And is there any way the DPR gets to check, place some checks in place to forestall that?
Okay, thank you. There's nothing really scary about it. Definitely, when operation is going on, we have footprints on the ground and for deep offshore inside the deep ocean. So what we want to do is we want to abandon all these facilities that we have put there in the course of drilling and production, and we want to do it safely. So on land, what we want to do is we want to make sure that those wellheads, those strings, those pipelines are excavated. We take them out, and the wellhead will now restore the land back to original position it was.
Okay.
And in doing that, we do a couple of remediations. So, in the deep offshore, we take off all those Christmas trees and take off also that ships passing will not buckle into anything. So it's not anything scary. Instead, it's something that is very safe and necessary to do.
All right. So Mr. Razak, how long does a circle take? Like within what range? How many years?
Well, you know, for the decommissioning or the abandonment?
For the full circle.
Yeah, for the full circle, it depends on, because the first thing in the exploration phase is 18 months. From the date of granting you the license to first oil.
Okay. Yeah,
so because you have to drill the first well within that 18 months window. So when you are given the license, you are given permission to start looking for the data about the soft surface. That's seismic. Then after that, you know, you go into processing and all the rest. But the entire life cycle for exploration is 18 months.
Okay.
I would like to chip in to say that the entire life cycle can actually last up to 25, yes. 30 years. Yes. Depends on the volume of hydrocarbon that you have in the subsurface.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know that. Now, before we drop anchor the program today, let's look at this term, unitization activities. It's also a term associated with the upstream division.
Sure.
Let's get to know more about that.
Okay. At the point you are allocating the oil blocks to you, just like you're selling land. Okay, you have your land and I have my land, and there's a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so on the surface, you're just seeing a land. But in the subsurface, inside the ground, you see the reservoirs where these hydrocarbons are lodged. They might cut across to different, from my land to your own land.
Okay.
And if you start producing, of course, if government has 60% of the equity, If you start producing, you might, and that man is not producing his own, you might take all of that oil and he will not know.
Okay, because it will spill over
into
his
face. So he start pulling it. Apart from that, we don't want government to be paying double. We call it double dipping. Because if on your land, government pays 60% for your all your activities, the company pays 40% because of their equity split. On the other side, the same thing. These reservoirs cutting across the land, across your blocks. It would not be nice for government to pay here his 40% and pay another 40%. So we now decided to save government, you know, spending. Is that that reservoir that cut across should be developed as one unit.
Okay.
And that is called unitization. So that way, we've cut costs. That is the most important thing. And then the reserves that are trapped in, because one company might not want to do anything. We force them to do it as DPR. So as soon as we see reservoir that straddle, we call the companies and say, please go and develop, go and unitize. So that is the word unitization. And I tell you, there are so many fields that are straddling all over Nigeria in the oil province. And I can tell you that about 2.98 billion barrels are stranded, are not yet developed.
Yeah.
Okay? Even for gas, we still have about 6 trillion cubic feet, also not yet developed. And government has the aspiration that you want to start having your reserves of 40 billion barrels by 2020. And you want to be producing 4 million barrels per day.
Mm.
If we don't make them to unitize and start production, we will not achieve government's aspiration. And that is why DPR, we are, you know, in full drive for this.
Okay, so apart from the fact that, I guess, it benefits the government, does the family, the owners of the original owners of the land, do they get to benefit anything from that?
Of course, there's a lot of CSR, corporate social responsibilities. They get employed, they get both skilled and unskilled, and then a lot of other social responsibilities, building hospital training, training, scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things. They are all involved, you know, in it. So they get a benefit. There's a lot of benefit.
Okay. Mr. Razak, in 1 minute, let's get your parting shots on the program today.
Okay.
Mr. Razak, yeah.
I think what I will say about the unitization is what my boss, Ms. Marcel, have said. What you just need to know that it impacts positively on the community. That's whatever the products coming from there, they have compensation paid to the community. They have some facilities in place there and some kind of responsibility from the IOC.
Okay. All right. This is where we drop anchor on the program today. Thank you so much, my guests, for coming.
Thank you.
At least we have enough information about the upstream sector. So the next time we hear that in the news, upstream, we should have an idea of what it's all about. Thank you to the Deputy Director and Head Upstream Monitoring and Regulation Division of the DPO, Mrs. Pat Maselli. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And also the Assistant Director Operation Monitoring and Regulation Division of the DPO, Mr. Babajide Fashino. Not SH with an S. He always says that.
Yes.
Thanks for coming. And the manager exploration, Mr. Tyro Razak, thanks for coming too.
Thank you very much.
All right, until next week, Wednesday, when we do this again on the network service of Radio Nigeria at 10 o'clock. For me, Ahmed Olaliko, it's bye for now. Many thanks to my producer, Kamalina Dego. The studio manager has been Idowu Ezebio. Thanks for listening.